When we did the Judge podcast, did you fan out a little bit?
You noticed
yeah,
that?
Yeah,
huh?
I did. You were a little off because you were like.
In the beginning, I was
you
right.
You fanned out
I
a little
fanned
bit.
Out a little
I
bit.
I forgot
man.
To ask you about that.
Yeah, man, I did. No. We're honest here on R2C2. So I have to be honest. Yeah, man, I was like. I in the beginning, I was like just trying to find my footing. I don't know if it also like I think maybe if we had like been in a man cave or something, I'm not sure I would have been. But like the fact that we were like in the hallway outside
yeah,
the clubhouse,
yeah, it was a little yeah,
and then
it was
judges
something different
there.
Than what we've used to, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Then the guys popped out on us and shit.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, whoa, like you know, yeah, but yeah, of course there was a, even though I know Aaron, you know, there's a party that's
after.
Like that's like yo, that's Aaron Judge, you know what I mean? So CeCe. Did you have fun recording this special R2C2?
I did, man. I brought some extra people to work today, too.
Yeah, this, like, what is that cutout,
guys?
It's a
fucking shit show back here, bro. Make sure you tune in to this episode.
I wanted to start here. Those tacos from Jerome were the greatest tacos I've ever had
so
in my
good,
life.
So good, right?
Man. Oh, my gosh,
the
man.
The thing is about Jerome, though, is that he couldn't do it again.
What do you mean? He's a like, one-hit wonder
yeah,
with his cooking?
Yeah, he don't know. yeah, he just makes it. So, like, if you asked him to make those tacos again, he couldn't do it again because he just makes it off the top of his brain.
Really?
Yeah.
He doesn't write down any of his recipes. Mm-mm.
So, like, one time I had him make these fish tacos and everybody loved them. They were bomb. He put, like, blue cheese, pineapple, all this shit in there. And then now he can't remember.
Like, but you can. You just
yeah,
rattle
so
it
I
off.
Tell him different things, but it never tastes the same, though.
That's kind of funny,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it never tastes the same.
Is Jerome your guy in New York, too?
Yeah.
So he comes down. Oh, that's amazing, man.
Yeah.
See, like, I think that's got to be the greatest part of being rich. No. Seriously, like when you
it's
got a personal
when
chef
the, when
and you
the
can
chef,
travel
when
them.
The food's made,
right?
Yeah.
Like
so, like oh, everybody's always asking me about these diets and shit that I do and all this shit, but like it's just because I have it's a chef, you know what I'm saying? So he makes the stuff, and I can go vegan for a week because it's there. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Like if I had to make the shit myself, no way.
Right.
I eat Oreos every night and top ramen.
But it's true because it's the same thing with like working out, right? Like if you have the facility and someone gives you a routine to follow. It's easy.
That's not true. I got a gym in my house. It's fucking dusty as hell.
So, that's not true. I saw you getting after it this
not
week.
Not in that gym.
Okay,
I have
TJ.
To leave. Yeah, I have to leave. Like, that gym, there's no motivation in that gym.
All right. But if someone gives you a routine to follow.
Yeah, it should be easy.
Yeah, man.
It
it's
easy.
Like, just like if somebody's there, like, all right, what do you want to eat tonight?
Yeah, then it's good.
I experience this just a little bit each year with my friends are generous enough to let me use their place in Cabo, me and my boys, for like a week. It's ridiculous. Like,
and they have a chef?
They have a chef who's unbelievable, Chef Elliot. He is unbelievable. And like, you don't want to leave, man. Like, I don't want to go out to dinner.
No,
like,
you don't want to go anywhere.
No,
I very rarely go to dinner, like, especially like down here, you know, in Tampa, spring training, it's very rare that I'll ever like leave and go to dinner. Sometimes, you know, if like some of the young guys want to go, then I'll go. If I have people in town, then I'll go. But most of the time, at the house, man, chilling.
How early before you eat do you have to tell Jerome like, hey, this is what I'm thinking, or is he just like, yo, I'm making this?
No,
tonight?
No, like an hour. I mean, I never really tell him.
Yeah.
Just only time I tell him is I want fucking tacos. That's the only thing I ever crave
is
like tacos. Yeah, like you're wrong, make fucking tacos tonight. But nah, that's the only time I ever tell him like anything else is like, you know, he just makes it.
Oh, dude, it was so good. I was dreaming about those tacos. Like they really did. Like
don't be looking for him if you come back because he can't make it. He can't
that's
recreate
it, man. It was a one hit wonder. It was a one time thing. That's it. What's the greatest thing he's ever made?
Man, when we hired him, he made they make a meal, like when you hire a chef, they come cook or whatever. That's how, you know.
You got to test them out.
Yeah. He made red velvet pancakes. He made this whole big breakfast. It was
Ooh,
great.
Red velvet
He's
pancakes.
Never made that shit ever again. Like, that was just like to get hired. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was a fucking, I mean, he got us with that.
Yo, that's nailing the audition. And then they get you on set and they're like, yo, who is this?
Like, but he's good though.
How long has he been with you?
6 years now.
Wow, man.
Yeah, 6 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
I
should bust him out right now. Like, he's been with me 6 years, but the other day he dropped me off at the stadium to go to the game the other day. So he goes, so I'll be there about 2:00, right? Because you're the fifth starter. He thought I pissed in the fifth inning.
Are you serious? No. Are you serious? He's been with you 6 years.
He's gonna be pissed. We might have to edit that shit out.
Oh
like.
My god! No, I think that's good. Hey, his expertise is food,
nah,
not pitching,
it's food, man. He's good at cooking, man. That's it. That's
but
good.
I kind of like that. So even after all these years, there's still like some naivete
learn,
in there.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
that's good, man. It keeps you on your toes. So
I didn't even. I was just like, yeah, run whatever you want to do.
Yeah,
dog.
Exactly.
I couldn't even get into it.
So, am I right? Is that the best part of being rich?
What?
Having a personal chef.
That's, yeah, hell yeah.
It is, right?
Sure.
That's number one.
Yeah.
That's what I would think, too.
Especially for a fat guy. Like, that's perfect.
I guess so. Did I tell you this? Maybe I told you this story off air. I don't want to totally dime out the person's name, but recently I was doing a game that I normally wouldn't be doing. So read into that what you want, okay? And one of the analysts I was doing a game with, he starts telling us like, oh, you know, you should fly private to every game. I'm like, dude, not there yet, right? He's like, yeah, and he starts running through, and he runs through the tally of what it costs him throughout the year. And me and the other analysts I'm working with are looking at each other like, what do you think? Like, we don't have it like
yeah,
that,
you're
man.
Making
like,
that up.
Yeah, exactly. Like, someday, man. But, like, that's not just like a, oh, yeah, it was worth it because I got 5 extra nights in my bed or whatever. Like, no. It's not a decision. So, when you're down here in Tampa, CeCe, you have your family down here for a while, and then, like, you end up having friends down here,
yeah,
as you do tonight.
Yeah, it's a boys club, man. We just hang out. I got my boys here now.
Yeah, Matt Siegel. You have Samir. You have Brian Axelrod. They're all here hanging out.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, like, you know, are they okay with watching and not being on mic? Because
I think they want to be on the air.
They want to be on the air with us. They do. They do. Why don't we? Let me throw them on just for a second to say hello.
Like,
I could do that. Brian, grab that mic over there. Brian Axelrod has his own podcast.
I do have a podcast, yeah.
It's called, tell the people what it's called.
Do Say Friday podcast.
Do Say Friday. Wait,
Earl
I got it
Carter
right.
And Memphis Bleak.
See? This is like.
And I didn't do a mic check, so this mic works. We're good.
Yeah, you know what's so funny?
We got a crossover right now.
You know what's hilarious about that? Like actually checking the microphone. Did you guys ever used to do this with your siblings? Like back in the day, play video games and like I don't know. For me, my little sister Ashley would want to like play Super Mario or something.
And you would give
her
a fake control.
Remote that's not plugged
in, man. I never did that. Yeah. Like I didn't have. Obviously, I have brothers and sisters, but like my kids. Like when Lil C was a baby,
yeah.
And I was still playing video games. I would just hand them a controller and let them, you know, let them play until he figured that shit out.
That's right. Until they know. And it's like I remember with GTA. I used to do that with my sister or my cousin Taylor, and we'd be like, no, if the car's on fire, you just got to keep going to put it out. She had no idea. So Brian, like, what, you guys are down here hanging out, like, does CC, does he entertain you, like, does he put together a nice itinerary for the entire crew?
That's what they do, though.
We'll do a couple of dinners, we'll check out a game, we set it up. We make it easy.
You have your own pod. Get close to the mic, Brian. People want to hear you.
How do you know you can't hear him?
Yeah, what's going
because
on?
Because I'm reading the levels.
Look
remember
at this guy's like a radio hose. Go.
Come on,
you got
man.
Us on the side where I don't see any levels over here.
That's
these guys are shying away from the mic. They don't want to talk.
That's
everybody's
right.
Scared now.
That's it. let me tell you something. Samir, maybe he's going to be a little deferential with the mic. Matt Siegel has been waiting his whole life to have a microphone. Yeah,
you've been giving him shout-outs from your old days all the time when you used to do radio.
You remember that?
Yes, I was one of the few listeners, and I'm like, wait.
easy. Well, it's good having a peanut gallery down here. I saw...
Turn that mic off.
Yeah, turn the mic off. That's it. Before somebody gets scared.
Shit.
You know, the other day, and we have these amazing questions from our listeners about non-baseball things. Because, look, me and you have... tons of interest outside of baseball, and we love talking about things. That's how we connected, as we've documented several times for the viewing and listening public. But so we have a lot of that to get into, but I wanted to ask you just a couple things while we're down here baseball-wise. I saw you say the other day, you're like, if I feel like this, I feel like I'm going to have a really good year.
Yeah, I know I probably shouldn't have said that. But I was feeling so good. That was yesterday. I was feeling so good. Just the whole time I've been down here, I've been feeling great, man. And you know, I mean, I'm 37 years old. Obviously, I worked hard in the offseason. I mean, but, you know, this knee, you never know how it's going to feel. So just to have my whole body feeling great, like, I haven't felt like that in a long time. So, I mean, that's encouraging. And I feel like if I can do that, then I can make 32 starts, and then, you know, everything will be, you know, how it's supposed to be.
Does it make you think at all about, like, oh, if I feel like this, I can pitch this many more years?
No. It's just went to the next to the next start, dog. Okay, because I can pitch for a fucking week from now. I feel like horrible. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I got you.
Some days I wake up, I can run. Some days I wake up, I can't. You know what I'm saying? It's just one of them things. But, no, I mean, yesterday I felt great, and I've been feeling really good. So, you know, knock on wood, hopefully that continues. I mean, we got a chance to do something special here, and I definitely want to be a part of it. So, it's all health for me.
You know, this it's a totally different thing because obviously I don't assert myself physically the same way that you do for my profession, but that's exactly how I feel like going into broadcast. Like if my voice feels good, I feel like I'm gonna perform well. Like my preparation stuff, I'm always going to do.
Yeah,
right.
So you're good. You just need everything to fall in line. Yeah,
like
for sure.
If you feel healthy, and it's why like and when you know when you have and Brian and Samir know this, and Matt know this too, or hanging out with us. But anybody who has a friend or a family member or some acquaintance that plays a professional sports where they have access to them outside of what they read in the media, they know that there are times throughout a year where that person is like dinged up a little bit, right? But not dinged up enough not to play or not to perform. And it's like, well, why is this person, you know, hitting 260 over the last 2 weeks when usually they hit 330 or whatever, or why is this pitcher throwing to a 4.5 ERA over this month instead?
It's just such a long season, especially with baseball. You never know. I mean,
right, guys can be, it's not health.
Yeah, I mean, no, it could be health. I mean, most of the time it is health. A lot of the time it is health. It's just, you know, you don't have the time to take a week or two or whatever off. You know what I'm saying? You just go. So if you're not dinged up enough to be on a DL, you got to play with whatever you have, you know?
Exactly. And then it's like, okay, why aren't I as sharp? Well, because I'm not totally right. Like, mm-hmm. That's why. That sounds like an excuse, but really it's a reason.
Yeah, but it's an excuse.
I know, like, man. But, like, because part of the job is figuring that out,
yeah,
right?
For sure.
Part of the job is figuring out how can you navigate that, yeah. Like, and still
I mean,
be
effective. That's a skill.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to be able to navigate and perform when you're hurting.
It's true. I used to like some because sometimes like I'll listen back to my games and I'll hear highlights and I'm not totally equating.
But like,
I'm
what
just trying
to
relate.
No, yeah, but like, wait. So like, what fucks you up? Like, if you call for something, like, I'm trying to figure this out right quick.
Oh my gosh. That's right. We'll turn on the other mic so you can hear everybody laughing in the room. So no. So like if I what gets me? All right. So if I have like this is gonna sound so nerdy. Oh my gosh! But like if my acid reflux is bad.
So, but you can hear that though?
Yeah. So if I can hear it, it's like there's less like girth in my voice. Like, that's how I would describe it. So like if I know like, oh, my acid reflux is bad, or I went to there's like, you know.
So you can't eat certain things.
Yeah. I can't eat certain things around
before,
game days.
Before
yeah.
So but like, is it just that game day or is it like leading up?
So some things are basically like ever if I'm in season and some things are like immediately leading up. Like, so for example, I come with instructions. So for example, like if it's like tomatoes, I can't have tomato. And I'm Italian, like I can't have tomatoes. If I'm in Italy on vacation, I'm going to make some exceptions a little bit. But anywhere in season, I just can't do it because it will like zap some of the power from my voice. It's crazy, man.
That's hilarious that you can hear that because most people can't hear that.
And that's it, man. Like most people can't. You know, you listen back, you'd be like, Ryan sounds normal. But for me, it's like, no, I don't have the same punch or the same oomph or whatever. Or like I can hear it in conversational tones and just little things. So, and then like there are other ways where it's like, you know, certain things like, okay, I can have this like the day before, but I can't have a day up. Or I can go to this restaurant, but I can't go to this one because it's loud there, and I have a game the next day, or I can't be out this late because of that.
I guess that makes sense. What do you mean? Like, if it's a loud restaurant, you'd be talking louder than your voice.
Exactly. And then all of a sudden,
I have to think about.
Right, exactly. But you have to think about it in different contexts, like with pitching. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, maybe, you know, maybe there are certain things exercise-wise you can do right before the game.
Oh, it's a lot of shit that I can't do exercise-wise.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying, man. It's the same kind of thing. But the whole point being, when you feel good physically, everything else falls into place.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, I know I'm good friends with Joe Panik. I grew up with the second baseman for the Giants. And there are times throughout the year where he's like, yeah, I know he's dealing with something and playing through it. And all of a sudden, like, his numbers go down for a week and a half. And it's like, oh, what happened to him? Well, what happened to him is, like, his groin's hurt. Yeah. But he's got to still play.
But, you know, the beauty of baseball is that, like, you get a chance to make those weeks up, though.
Yeah,
you know what
I'm
saying? Like, you'll have a bad week here, feel like shit here, and then you'll have 3 weeks where you feel great. And that's the time where you better be feeling, you know, where you're mentally right so that you can go out and make those weeks up.
And you get the results that you want there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, is, right, like, learning how to work within it. Like,
I was about to say, I think a big thing of it is, I mean, how many times, I mean, this is, you know, they taught me this really young when I was, you know, when I first came up. I mean, you're only going to feel good maybe five times where you go out and everything's right and you feel great. The other, you know, the rest of pitching is figuring out how to win games and pitch when you don't feel good. You know what I mean? And that's, like I said, that's a skill.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And you have to be able to figure that out.
Just like I have to figure out how to get my voice through a game that could end up in triple overtime if it doesn't feel at its best. And I do that with hot water, CC. I know you're wondering that. And cough drops. A little combination of both of them. So we have some incredible questions, like just fun ones, like all about different things, like off the field that people are throwing our way. And I, of course, am including the compliments again this time. Like,
are you going to read the compliments?
Yeah, I'm going to read the compliments this time. I got so many DMs on Instagram at Ryrooks.
Oh, I know the one to ask you.
Yes, yeah.
When we did the Judge podcast, did you fan out a little bit?
You noticed that?
Yeah, I did. You were a little off because you were like.
In the beginning, I was,
you
right?
You fanned out a little bit.
I fanned out a little bit.
I forgot to ask you about that.
Yeah, man, I did. I did. No, we're honest here in R2C2, so I have to be honest. Yeah, man, I was like, I in the beginning, I was like just trying to find my footing. I don't know if it also, like, I think maybe if we had, like, been in a man cave or something, I'm not sure I would have been, but, like, the fact that we were, like, in the hallway outside the clubhouse.
Yeah, it was a little, yeah.
And then
it was something different than what we've used to, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Then the guys popped out on us and shit.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, whoa, like, you know, yeah. But yeah, of course, there was, even though I know Aaron, you know, there's a party that's like, yo, that's Aaron Judge, you know what I mean? But the one that, you know, the one where I felt that most in the beginning that we've done, right?
Which one?
Derek.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
yeah,
just because, you know, growing up. And we didn't even, it's funny because, now we're so comfortable with this, but, like, if we do Andy again at some point, then we can get into just what
a
ridiculous
fan I am. Yeah, we never got into that.
We didn't.
You would have probably freaked him out, though, I didn't want to freak out our guests at the beginning. You know what I'm saying?
That was how I was feeling, too, man. I was like, I don't want him to feel uncomfortable sitting here, like, you know, whatever, knowing that I had 8 plaques in my childhood bedroom of him.
We
got to
get
true.
Andy back on, man.
We do, man. And that time we can do the creepy Ryan fandom episode.
Maybe we'll get, like, him and Gator.
Oh,
that'd be dope.
That would be really
good. And get Monty, too, like all lefties.
Oh, that would be fun, man. Yeah. I like that. Look at you thinking like a producer, you know. Now, man. I'm so proud of you, the growth you've shown in this area. It's great. But, yeah, I fanboyed a little bit on Aaron. Although the episode, I think, still came out great.
Yeah, that was good.
And people are loving the Guardy episode, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And the stories
I knew he would be good. He's great. He's like he's a legendary storyteller.
Oh my
Almost
gosh.
To the point where, like, it's like, all right, we don't need that much detail, bro. Like, fuck. Like, just tell the story. You know what I'm saying?
That's what he was saying his wife says.
He's good, man.
He
remembers everything,
phenomenal,
too.
Phenomenal, man.
Yeah.
The story he told about Judge on the hill in the backfield, turning to him and saying, I'm not going to be there's been a lot of one-hit wonders.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be one.
Nah,
I was like, whoa, man. That was great. All right. David 13 Burger asked us on Instagram. He says, if you could only watch one movie the rest of your life, what would it be?
Harlem Nights.
Harlem Nights.
Yes.
You answered that quickly, too.
That's a no-brainer.
Wow.
Classic.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got every comedian well, black comedian. and it, you know, I mean, it's that's a classic movie. It's hilarious.
Can I do the thing that I don't usually do and be honest about this?
What?
I've never seen it.
Of course you haven't.
What do you mean, of course I haven't?
I would have been surprised if you said you did see it.
Come on.
That's an old school classic right there. Yeah, and all that. But I think that movie came out in like, man, like early 90s maybe? It's hilarious, though, if you haven't seen it.
I love like movies in general, and so I don't like to be ignorant to any classics. So I will watch it at some point.
Yeah, you got to watch it.
And I'm trying to work on this, the thing you do where like somebody mentions a movie.
And then you say, oh, yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, why am I so afraid to be like, nah, I haven't seen that shit.
Like, no.
Or do you ever do the thing I think I've seen parts of it.
You know what's crazy with me? Like somebody that I don't want to be in conversation with will say something about a movie and I'll be like, oh, no, I haven't seen it. Knowing I watch everything.
Oh, my God.
So there's much that I haven't seen, so I'd be like, oh, no, I don't know.
So you go the other way.
I go the other way.
That's funny, man, just to get away from it. Now, my answer to this question, I think, throw the mic over to Matt Siegel, our good buddy who's here. By the way, I have to say, your friends here. Oh, yeah, maybe not. Just go
Matt
to
Siegel
the mic instead.
The mic.
Your friends who are here are also my friends, so
right.
It's good. And they're good people. They're not, you know, these are really good folks that we have in the studio. But, Matt, if the question is, if I could only watch one movie for the rest of my life, what would it be? What would it be?
For me or for you?
No, I don't care about you. For me. I'm saying, you
Godfather.
Know. Yes, thank you. You know it. And what would it be for you?
For me?
No, for you, Matt.
Bad Santa.
Bad Santa.
Yeah, Samir, you answer it too. Samir, you can answer it
what
too.
What movie?
Coming to America.
And Axelrod, you go ahead and answer it too. People want to know what our friends, what their movies are.
I'm going to go with The Godfather too.
Okay,
Godfather,
see?
Actually, Godfather.
Ruko, what'd you think of Coming to America?
Easy. Now I'm getting exposed, man. This is dangerous, having a live audience with a microphone.
Eddie Murphy movies, dog. Classics. That's why Samir with the Coming to America.
Yeah, man. I when he came back to for the SNL reunion, remember that was huge, man. And that kind of got me back on an Eddie kick. Because truthfully, like as a kid, when I would think of like Eddie Murphy, I would think of like Nutty Professor. You know what I mean? Just because of the
did timing. This movie with Robert De Niro. I'm trying to think of the name of it. It's low-key hilarious, and nobody really talks about
it.
Showtime? I think it was.
Is it Showtime?
I think it was Showtime, where they were like fake cops.
When you guys want
to
Google it?
He was trying to be a cop.
He was following him around.
He was trying to be a cop, and De Niro was a real cop, and he was like following him around, but they made like a reality TV show out of it.
Really?
But it's a movie. It's fucking hilarious.
Okay, Showtime. Maybe that's going to be my next
one
up.
It's funny, man.
Have you watched The Godfather?
I've seen The Godfather, of course.
Okay, good. Yeah. I just want to make sure. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Do you prefer part one or part two?
Part two.
You prefer? See, a lot of people do because of the flashbacks.
Yeah.
See, my reason for choosing part one is that you have Marlon Brando in it, and he just is so good at Vito that I prefer part one. But I understand, like, De Niro crushed that role, too.
Crushed it.
As young Vito, like, he is amazing. That would be my movie, though. Like, I can watch that anytime. Like, it's funny. I could have just watched it. I get legitimately excited if I see it randomly on. I'm like, no, I can't do anything. I have to see it.
I have a lot of movies like that, though. Like, I mean, Harlem Nights is my number one, but, like, I mean, I could watch Coming to America every time it's on. I could watch Major League every time it's on. I could watch Life every time it's on. Like, there's a bunch of movies that I could watch. Goodfellas. I mean, I could watch Goodfellas over and over.
I'm like that with Gladiator, too.
Gladiator's been on a lot lately.
Yeah, man.
It's been on a lot lately.
I love movies where they have, like, lines I can quote that, like, you know, they just, like, you know, whatever it is. Like, and then they become part of your lexicon with your friend. Like, so, for me with Godfather, it's like, if you ask me, like, can you do this? And most times I'm going to say yes because I like to accommodate you. But if I can't, I'm going to say, can't do it, Sally. Because that's what I'm going to say. Like, I always say it just because of the scene with Tom Hagen and Tessio. Like, I always say, can't do it, Sally. Or, like, I don't know. There's just all those kind of things. So, we have our movies. Tiny 86, she is a really huge fan of the podcast. She knows we're Harry Potter fans. She says, which Harry Potter house would we want to be in? So, I don't know if you want to answer that part first.
I think I'd just be in Gryffindor.
Me too.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, if you're not,
I want to be on the good side.
Like, you ain't choosing Hufflepuff.
No.
and you don't want to be.
I actually got a Gryffindor, like the cloak.
Do you?
Yeah, I bought it at Universal a couple of years ago.
See, if people don't realize you're that kind of fan.
Oh no, yeah, I'm a real fan. I have a wand too.
Hey, have you seen this is why R2C2 is that good right here, because you get the real stuff.
I got one at the house. I show y'all, dog.
Yeah. Wingardium Leviosa.
Yeah, and I want to do the whole thing where, like, this is the whole experience where the wand chooses you. You can do it at Universal,
really?
Yeah, but we didn't have time for that. My kids wouldn't let me do it.
That's incredible. Wait, but they really do? Wait, the wand, they have
no,
a whole
wand? No, yeah, they have a whole
you?
Thing, yeah, where you go and you spend a day and the wand chooses you, yeah.
To me, that sounds like the greatest thing of
all
time.
Yeah, but my kids aren't like, they're not into it like I'm into it, man.
So you're into Harry Potter more than all your kids?
Yeah, I don't even think my kids have seen all the movies.
Oh,
maybe
man.
Lil C. But the girls, they always tell me whenever I'm going, like, we're going to university, they're like, we should watch Harry Potter. And that's the only time I think about it. But
I think about it anytime I turn on, like, Freeform. Or now it's on HBO. Yeah, now it's on HBO all the time.
I think that my kids think that whatever I'm into is lame, so they just won't like it. You know what I'm saying?
They won't even go near it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can understand that, because even though you are cool, CeCe, you're still dad to them.
Yeah, so it's not to them.
Yeah, I understand. I would choose Gryffindor as well, because, like, I mean, come on. If you want to win, that's where you got to go.
Team.
So, and then Tiny also asked, what ride is better, the Forbidden Journey or the Escape from Gringotts at Universal? I don't know that I know the difference.
I don't know the names of them. But the one that's in the castle.
That's the best one?
Yeah. The best one.
Yeah.
They have the one that was used to be called Dueling Dragons there.
Yeah.
But I don't know what the...
Oh, Dueling Dragons is gone now?
Well, it's there, but it's part of Harry Potter world, so it's different name.
And did they put something on it?
Yeah.
These guys can't know this stuff.
It's real. And Dueling Dragons is a different ride now.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm glad that, like, that our good friends get to see this side of us.
This is me.
This is real. Exactly. That's true. Like, I know. That's right. Like, people always, like, yeah, I own my, you got to own your passions. Like, you know what, though? I use this example all the time, but I had this conversation with my buddy Bobby Preddy, who's a diehard Yankee fan, by the way. Like, the biggest Yankee fan I know. Scores the games, nicest human in the world. Kind of saved my life when I was, the 1 year I was at Loyola in Maryland. And he had this great, great conversation with me that always stuck with me, where he said, you know, man, I don't really care what you're into. Not meaning like he didn't care what I was into, but just meaning whatever it is.
Yeah.
He said, you know, you could be into, you know, acting, or you could be the world's foremost expert on fucking gravel. As long as you're passionate about something and not just a tumbleweed blowing through life ambivalent, I want to hear what you have to say, and I'm interested and engaged. And I'm like, yeah, man. Like, so if it's Star Wars action figures or Harry Potter or whatever it is, you own it. Like,
yeah.
We all got something.
It is what it is.
Except for Matt. He's too cool for that stuff. He's like, Matt probably has something, but like he just won't admit it to us because it's too cool.
So I actually think Mattress Firm is awesome, and they make great stuff. However, they may have to work on their overly obvious baseball puns. So
we use Mattress Firm all the time.
See?
All the time.
Right?
Yeah, they come pick the shit up too.
So instead
they come pick up the old mattress and drop off the new one. It's right there. It's easy.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So basically, that's what our audience needs to know.
Yeah.
They have amazing mattresses, and they'll come pick up the old ones. They'll put in the new ones. You go to mattressfirm.com/podcast. CeCe actually uses this product.
Right.
And you know, when I get CC bucks, no, I'm just kidding. Everyone can afford it. Everyone can afford it. Don't put that in. No.
Everybody can afford
it,
though.
Everybody can afford it.
It's
easy. And they're good mattresses.
Yeah.
If they're good enough for you, I mean, you're a big dude.
Yeah.
You need a good mattress.
Nah, yeah, for sure.
And I know Amber's not doing anything second rate, ever. Like, she's got classy style.
Yeah, so she picks it out.
That's
she was
right.
Like, oh, Mattress Firm, I use them all the time.
See? So mattressfirm.com/podcast. Go there. Get a great deal, and you know what? You get to avoid listening to us read their bullshit copy with all these bad puns.
And you get 120 nights free.
All right. This is actually, since we're getting a little deep, Yawar Iqbal I hope I'm pronouncing your name right, sir. I may not be. I'm going to say the compliments. He messages. You see, this is like a long message. It's a long message. He says, love the podcast, Ryan and CeCe. Thank you both for taking the time to give us fans some awesome personal level content with our favorite people we can otherwise only watch on TV. Question for CeCe. Obviously, you've had a historic major league career and succeeded in baseball throughout most of your life. But let's say you were never introduced to baseball. What profession would you be in and why?
If I was never introduced, I think, I'll probably be working around the city with kids. I was always like, even like in school, coming up, I always like enjoyed being around kids and like hanging out my Boys and Girls Club and going back and being a mentor or something like that. So maybe something along that lines, like working with kids, in a Boys and Girls Club setting or like some kind of social worker or something.
That's cool. So that was in you, because sometimes people, they get to a place of success and then they go into that. But that was
That was always like something that I like enjoyed to do, like giving back or whether I, whatever I can do to help,
Yeah.
So, that's just something that I've been passionate about since I was a kid.
That's cool, man. His question for me is, I see some interesting, thought-provoking quotes you post on your stories from time to time. So my question for you is, if you could have any one individual, famous or not, that has existed at any point in time throughout human history to join you on R2C2, who would it be, why, and what would be the first question you ask that individual?
That's for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to ask you that, though, too, man.
If I could, I would want my pops to come on here. My pops have passed away for about 14 years now, but he would love this shit.
Like,
this is all him. So, like, this, me, is like him. You know what I'm saying? So, like, he would have been a good guest. That would have been dope.
Your personality is a lot of your dad?
Yeah, a lot.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, good and bad.
I would have loved to do that. I could have gotten those, like, early CC stories, man, and get the dirt from you.
He was good. He's good, too. So it would have been fun.
That's a great answer, man. I think, by the way, we still have to do that challenge before the start of the season, that challenge we talked about doing for each other where we give.
Oh, yeah. Five names.
Yeah, or three or five. We want to do five names?
Yeah,
and we have to get one of them for the other person. So you give me five names. I have to deliver one of them in person for an episode of R2C2. I give you five names.
And I deliver one.
You have
one.
To deliver one of them.
I got it.
At some point before the end of the 2018 calendar year, unless you leave me for another, host at some point during that period of time. All right. I think I would choose, actually, this is sort of like I have two that I think of. Marcus Aurelius fascinates me. Like I love Marcus Aurelius quotes, and he's like kind of one of the, you ever like read anything on like stoicism, and like he just like he, I don't know, I love his way of thinking and like the way he can kind of take something, not react to it or let it like affect his life moving forward. And so I would just be asking him like, how do you develop that?
Mm-hmm.
Or Rumi, which I like to quote Rumi. I mean, I'm picking people who I've chosen quotes from too, since that was sort of the impetus for the question. But Rumi, I love Rumi's quotes, and I always feel like Rumi has this like idea of how the universe works that other people don't, like on that next level stuff.
So you could do those two podcasts without me.
That was the best answer you could have given. Don't worry.
I won't be here for Marcus Aurelius, but the other shit, no thanks.
No thanks. You ain't gonna be here for Rumi. So when you're checking my story and you see these quotes, what's your reaction?
I don't know.
Yeah, you know exactly. All right. Now we got some lighter stuff. Will Shaw 17. Favorite food?
Oh, man. Tacos, I guess.
Pizza.
All of it. Yeah. Like, I don't really have a favorite, to me. I swear to God, I don't have a favorite.
Yo, eating excites
tacos.
Me. Right?
I think it's tacos. That's the only thing that I really, like I said, crave.
Yeah. Sometimes I will intentionally go to bed hungry just because I love the feeling.
The breakfast food?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm the same way. How'd you get yesterday? I went to bed hungry and told Rome to make pancakes. Hey, I do that shit all the time, dog.
I do too, man. Like, I honestly love breakfast food the most.
Me too.
I love breakfast the most. And I love that feeling of, oh shit, I haven't eaten since 6 o'clock last night. Like, here we go.
Then you feel good about crushing.
Oh my gosh, yeah. You feel amazing. You really do. All right. Favorite basketball player is this same dude Will Shaw wants to know. He had a bunch of like quick
favorite basketball player?
Yeah.
Right now or ever?
You do both. It's
Michael
your podcast.
Jordan. I think right now, I like to watch Russ, and I like to watch Steph Curry.
Right now, my guy's Curry. For as much of an amazing dude as he is, as like incredible player as he is, and then all time, it's Kobe. Although my first favorite player was actually Chris Mullin. Used to love Chris Mullin, man. Used to love Chris Mullin. All right, who are your inspirations?
My mom. Yeah. My mom's my number one inspiration. My grandmother before that, but my mom, 100%. My mom.
Yeah, my parents are the. That's where I would go to. Best rapper out now.
Drake.
Lil Pump.
What did you say, Matt?
Lil Pump. Gucci Gang.
You know what?
All these dudes, though, I don't even be knowing half these little whoever, whatever.
Yeah, anybody who's got like some preface.
I don't know. I have to ask Lil C.
Yeah, I agree.
I'd be like, yo, what he sing? People, like, I sound like an old man, too, because I say, what he sing? Like,
what did he sing?
What he sing?
But I feel like that. I feel like that too. Like people will bring up these names and I've never heard of them before and they're like, oh yeah, this guy's hot.
Yo, but like, I never thought that I would, like I always thought that I would be up on rap. Like yeah. I never thought that I would be like how my parents were towards rap music. Like, oh man, I can't listen to that garbage. Like I thought I would always be up on it and like know everybody.
But and it didn't now, happen, now did it? It didn't happen. Now, I'm that now guy. You're that dude, man. I know. For me, man, I mean, you know, M's still out, so that's my guy, and Jay's still out, and I love him. But I would agree with you. Like, if you're just asking me who consistently is going to... Although, you know what, man? I think I'd still go Jay. Just because...
No,
I know,
for sure.
Just because everything he puts out is still great. Like, 444, as I saw you rock it all summer, was unbelievable.
Yeah.
If you want somebody who feels more contemporary and doesn't have the longevity, I would go Drake too, man, because I like all his songs just sound good.
Yeah, he makes some dope stuff.
If you could live anywhere, where would you live?
Maui.
Oh, I was just
I love
there.
Maui.
It's Mama's Fish House.
Yeah, it's the
good
best place.
Good Lord,
yeah.
Man.
I like Maui because it's not a lot of people either. Like, it's not a lot of traffic. It's not, you know... It's not crazy.
Go to bed early.
Yeah, and I'm
get
never
up early.
Yeah, I've never been to another island in Hawaii.
You
so I don't know.
And you've been to Maui like 12 times?
A lot. Yeah, I've been to Maui a bunch.
Yeah, you got Kauai.
Enough where I should probably have to visit another island.
Yeah,
or, you know
you
what
should.
I mean? But nah, I like what I like. You know what I'm saying?
There's nothing wrong with that. I would live in New York because it's the one place, and I travel all over the dude. I traveled this last couple weeks.
Yeah, New York in the wintertime.
Well, it sucks in the winter, but like I love it's the one place I go where I feel like these are my people. Like, and but if I couldn't live there, I would live in Italy, somewhere around Florence. Because even though Positano is probably my favorite place aesthetically in the world, this sounds bougie as hell, but I Florence, like, just there's a little more culture. You can
walk
to
everywhere, too.
Yes, you
in
can,
Florence.
Man.
You can walk the whole city.
You can.
Like, in, you know, half a day.
It's incredible, man. And it's just, like, charming, cobblestone, you know? Maybe we'll go to Florence sometime, you know? We'll do an R2C2.
We could. That'd be dope.
Right? Wouldn't that be sick?
Yeah, yeah. I got a gelato spot that I still know, like,
do you really?
In my mind. Yeah, for sure.
I know exactly
where it is. It's by the Four Seasons.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I wonder if I've been to it. Because I try to hit them all, man.
Yeah, it's right by the gardens at the Four Seasons in the back behind the gardens.
Oh, really? Okay, I haven't been to that one. But there is one, you know, the Ponte Vecchio. So over the, not the bridge where all the gold is, right? But if you go over if you're looking at that from the side where there's more activity, if you go to the bridge to the left and you go over that bridge, there's a gelato spot right to the right there. That's unbelievable. You went to it, Matt. You went to it. How good was it?
Facts.
Yeah. It is unbelievable.
Everything there, all the food that I had in Florence was like off the charts.
Ridiculous. Yeah. La Giostra, there's another spot that...
Giostra was
the first night. The first night we were there, though, Amber wore heels.
Oh.
And it's all cobblestone, so I had to piggyback ride her all the way back. Like, it was crazy, man. Because like she couldn't walk. Like it was,
You get stuck.
You get stuck. You break an ankle. Do whatever. Like, she couldn't walk.
That's fantastic. Now, and Amber's a wino too, right?
Yeah.
So you're right near Tuscany, there, like too.
Yeah, we actually drove down to get. Yeah.
Oh,
to
that's
get to Rome.
It's fantastic,
it was dope.
Man. All right. Double EMZ, kind of along these lines, says, do you ever miss the Bay Area, and what is your favorite thing about New York?
I miss the Bay Area every day, man. That's where I'm from. That's my roots, man. Yeah, I mean, I always miss the Bay. I call people there every day, you know what I'm saying? But he asked what?
And like, what's your favorite thing in New York?
I love New York. I just love the action. Like, there's always something to do. You can never be bored in New York. Whether it's a snowstorm or it's middle of summer, whatever, it's always something to do. I love that.
I kind of love, like, when it snows in New York.
No, I don't.
Not the aftermath, but when it's snowing, it's amazing
no,
in the
it's
city.
Not.
You don't think so?
Nope.
Didn't you just say that in your answer to a certain degree?
That what?
That you love this, like, whether it's snowing or whatever?
No, I just love that there's something to do.
Oh.
If it's snowing, I can go to a Broadway show or a basketball game.
Something to do. Gotcha.
Like,
gotcha.
I don't like the actual fucking snow.
Have you ever walked around in the city during a snowstorm?
No.
I'm telling you what, there's a fun energy to it,
no,
man.
Thanks.
What are you talking about?
No, thank you, man.
Melted in the face.
No, thanks,
you
man.
Holding in any longer.
I love it, man.
Hell no. I love it.
I look out the window. It's beautiful,
man.
It's beautiful.
I look out the window. It's like fucking snowing. And go back to bed.
I don't like what it does to the city in the aftermath, but as it's happening, I love it.
My kids love it. I can't deal with it, man.
No. All right. Well, this is funny, but the craziest thing you've done in college. Now, you didn't go to college because you were too damn talented at what you do. But do you remember any crazy things from high school that are worth sharing?
Nah, man. We was pretty tamed in high school. We didn't do none of that crazy. I mean, the most craziest shit that we would do in high school was like fill up water balloons and go to our rival high school and throw them in the cafeteria. Like, that was it. Like, we didn't do... We were athletes. We didn't do none of that type of, you know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't nothing crazy like that.
That's true. If you have something on the line like that, you're not going to. I was never that dude, as you may have guessed.
But you ain't got no crazy college, like?
Yeah. I'm trying to think what would be the craziest, like, thing we did in college that was, like...
When you studied all night for that test?
Yeah. Like you had your mic on for that. Because that was funny.
That was funny.
You know, that's a good question. I don't know what it was. I can think of the best prank I pulled in high school. We took this, like, fish, dead fish, from the Chinese buffet, which... I was way too comfortable with the things I would eat at this shady Chinese buffet, all right? It was like lost in a strip mall somewhere or whatever. And went to this dude's car who he had been at the time, like he was still kind of trying to talk to my girl at the time. As it turns out, he is now the brother of my brother-in-law, and we're good friends and tight and everything else, right?
Which y'all was once fighting over a chick.
Yeah, like just a little bit. Not like too much, because he was like a very, like, he's a very chill dude, like, so he doesn't get like that amped up, but I was like an aggressive, angry dude at that time. And even though I was nice, I had a temper, and like you. So, so we get the fish. We knew he left his car unlocked. We take the dead fish and we slide it under the passenger seat, but like dig it in so deep that he, you know, it was not anywhere even close to visible. Well, this dude drove around in that car for a month, having no idea where the smell was coming from. And my brother-in-law, Josh, who he's, you know, maybe the person I'm closest to on the planet now, like, and he was just starting to date my sister at the time. And he'd be like, it's the craziest thing. Tim's car smells like dead fish. We don't know why. We can't figure out why. They've done everything. They've shampooed it, whatever. Could not figure it out, man. So that's probably the best prank we pulled. But I don't know. But that's not crazy.
Nah, I didn't do none of that stuff in high school, man.
Yeah. I mean, try not to do too much. All right. Pat French 22 also asks, in your opinion, who is killing it most in life right now? It's a funny, weird word of question, but like.
Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, you think so?
I think so. He just won all those Grammys. He got the Black Panther soundtrack out. Like, he's hot.
I haven't listened to the soundtrack
yet.
It's
dope.
And I haven't seen the movie yet.
It's dope. The movie's super dope.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the soundtrack is sick. I mean, you know, he just won all those Grammys coming off that big album.
I know. I got to do that. I have to do that. I would say.
You got to see Black Panther, bro.
I know, man.
I've seen it three times already.
You haven't seen Harlem Nights?
Yeah. Hold the mic.
You haven't seen Coming to America?
You haven't seen Coming to America? Now Black Panther. What are we talking about? What are we talking about right now?
Samir, I have made four round trip West Coast trips in the last 2.5 weeks.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah, I know.
I've seen it twice. I'm about to go see 3D.
Oh, you got me. All right, I got to do it. Evan Rovas wants to know, what do you and CeCe do together outside of doing the pod? Sorry if I'm late. Man, this is like all we have time to do together outside. You got a family and stuff, man. But we will occasionally
eat tacos.
Yeah, we'll eat tacos at CeCe's house. That was fun.
Yeah, you busy though.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. We're not like antisocial, but CeCe's got four kids and a family and a job that requires a lot of time, and I have a job that requires a lot of time. But like, yeah, I would say like it would be normal for us to grab dinner every once in a while,
for sure.
Something like that. So we might do that. This is Mike5H. This is kind of similar to the other question, but I love his compliment, so I'm going to keep it. It says, hey, Rooks and CeCe, love the podcast, in caps. My question for you is, if you guys could travel anywhere in the world, where would it be and why? Your biggest fan, Mike. P.S., if you guys need an R2C2 intern, I'm your guy.
We do need an intern.
We really do, man. Like, seriously, we could use one.
For me, I want to go back to Africa.
You love that trip.
Yeah,
huh?
That trip was dope, but I want to see like more places on the continent for sure.
I've always been intrigued by Fiji just since Jim Carrey mentioned it on Truman Show. But that, I don't know why that, but it really is the reason. But I think Australia, man. I'd never been to Australia. Have you
Australia's
been to Australia?
Dope. I play in the Olympics. Well, I didn't play in the Olympics. I was there for the first 2 weeks before, and I left the night of the opening ceremonies. But yeah, Australia's dope. It was a lot of fun. Sydney was cool. The Gold Coast was awesome. It's a good trip.
Everything Yank 27 is a hot dog, a sandwich.
Yes. Well, no, it's a hot dog.
Yeah, I agree.
No, it's a hot dog.
It's a hot dog.
Yeah, hot dog's a hot dog. It's its own thing.
Right?
Yeah.
I agree. Like, if someone was like, hey, you want a sandwich? And they presented you with a hot dog.
I'd be like, what the fuck's this?
Yeah, exactly. No.
Hot dog's a hot dog.
I agree. It's its own thing. Like, I get there's two pieces of bread. There's meat in between. Yeah. Like, no, like, no one's looking at that.
You should have seen Axelrod's face when you said that. Oh my gosh.
All right. This one is from Jordan Custom Kicks, who, by the way, he offered to make us R2C2 custom sneakers.
Yeah, let's do it.
I don't know if you know this dude's
Do we have to provide him with shoes or would he give us shoes?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't live in that world. I'm not sure. Like, I really need, and I don't need anything, actually. I really want those Jeter Flyknits, though. What do you think? Can you make that happen for me? The Jordan 1 Respect ones that are the
blue
ones?
Came out?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to see them.
You got it.
I don't know which ones they are.
The ones that you, because you don't remember. You had them in your locker, actually, last time I was down here. The blue and white ones.
Yeah.
What do you think? You think you get your hands
Samir's
on a pair of 12?
Samir's right here, bro.
Samir, what do you think? Could you get your hands on?
I by PR. Is this Samir Johnson? No. Whatever, CeCe got the juice. CeCe got the...
He's lying, dog. And then I call him and be like, oh, I didn't make that size.
Listeners, CeCe has the juice.
Liar.
Guys.
So if you happen to text Samir, who works for Jordan Brand, and say, like, hey, like, you know, I would, you know, love to get Ryan a size 12. You could do that.
Yeah, we should be able to do that.
All right, cool. I'm just saying. You know, every once in a while you want to throw it out there.
They put the pressure on right now because you're in here.
Yeah,
you
know, that's it. No, that's it.
We'll send them. I mean, I won't, but.
Jordan Custom Kicks asks, for both of you, what's the best advice anyone has ever given you?
To be humble. Stay humble.
Who gave that to you?
My mom. My grandmother. I don't feel like it's a hard thing to do. It's hard for some people to do, but that was the best advice that I've ever gotten.
I like that a lot. I could think of my dad like talks in axioms, so I have all these quotes in my head that I constantly think of throughout life, and like, you know, the number one I try and live by is like, life's about the journey, not the destination, and so I try and use that. But he also, I can remember kind of with the be humble thing, like I had just started hosting shows and I was around maybe a person or two who was like feeding my ego and making me feel like I was like 22, I had my own show, and like making me feel a little Teflon, which is not my personality at all. And I was like talking about stuff like with my dad on the phone, and I was like, yeah, well, if they don't do this and they don't do that. And he was just like, you little shit. You know how quickly they can replace you? You better humble up and realize how lucky you are.
Yeah.
And it's like from that moment forward, I have never had another one of those moments where I was taking what I'm doing for granted, mm-hmm. you know, because it's like some, maybe every once in a while you need that wake up call.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure. Like, my mom would always do that to me. Like,
yeah.
I mean, she would just crush me. Like, I would have a good game, be 12, 13 years old, and be like, yo, did you see that game? Like, get in the car, you see that game? And she'd be like, yeah, but it's some kid in Florida that hit 5 home runs a day. You know what I'm saying? Like, you always got to be worried about, like, it's another person out there that's Amen. Working just as hard as you. So
that's right.
Don't take this for granted and keep going.
I like that. CeCe, what do you think? Our audience did pretty good asking us great questions, don't you think?
I think so, yeah.
I mean, that was a lot. There are some more, but, you know, we can't get to them all. Let me, you know, ask you this. As we get ready to wrap things up down in Tampa, how hard are those last couple weeks? Like, are you just, like, jonesing to get back to New York? Is it tough, like, getting through those last few weeks of spring
I think training? It's just the middle part. Like, you know, we're the beginning, everybody's excited to be down here. The middle part is, like, the tough part where you kind of got to push through. But now we're at the end, you know. We're at the last couple weeks, and I think guys are just, you get excited, but, you know, you're trying to prepare, get your housing together, you know, get everything shipped up and just get ready for the season.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to what I think. I mean, it's going to be a fun year. People have been asking, are you guys going to keep, just like they asked if we were going to record in the offseason, they're like, oh, are you guys going to record during the season? Of course we are.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, for
of
sure.
Of course we were. Or we are, like we did last year. We don't know exactly yet if we're going to do once a week or once every 2 weeks or whatever.
Yeah, just depending on how the schedule shakes out. Yeah,
we'll look at the schedule
as many times as possible.
As much as we can. And we got some fun guests lined up for you in New York. And before the start of the season or right at the start of the season, CeCe and I will present each other with that list of 5 names and us having to choose one of them. But we have one final Twitter question or Instagram question, I should say.
You've been saving this one.
Mm-hmm. It comes from B. Axelrod, Brian Axelrod, who's in this building right now, who's a good friend of ours. He's also, do we call him like the czar of Douce and Ace of Spades? What do we? He controls both those things. He says, love the podcast. Are we being compensated for this episode?
You got that, right?
Exactly, yeah. Hey, when we are, you will be.
For real.
On that note, peace. Yeah.
players tribune.com